Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are from Iloilo, happy home partier RJ, safely under five people only. From Fantasy Key, casual customer Miranda.
I have never been called casual in my life.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, clever grandma Casey.
You got that right, Sonny.
And from Harmonia, traveling trash Adam.
Yes, honey, we stand a garbage queen.
Can we keep Adam's title
from here on out? TT, that's the new TT.
That's the new TT.
The new TT.
He's always got traveling that trash can in his pocket.
Just a garbage human.
Congratulations, everyone. I'm sure the grass is so much greener on your islands today.
The grass is greener on the other side of the week.
See, Casey, the grass is greener. Your pipes are running. Mm-hmm. Things are looking up.
Yeah.
It does make me feel better because it's like, that does make sense. Like, after the snow has melted, your grass is not green.
It's a little dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just needed a couple days to refresh, get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a pretty color.
Yeah.
The flowers look better than ever.
Yes.
The camellias look better than ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I feel more confident about updating my dream address because it was on the snow, but now that it's green, I can update it again. But it's been raining recently, so I'm like, I want to update in the rain. So
yeah.
We'll see.
But isn't it so nice to see rain? Because it's the first time you've had rain.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just makes me nostalgic for...
Yeah, I had to pop back my mushroom umbrella back in my rotating tools.
Run around and just, you know.
I cannot walk around if I'm not holding an umbrella or wearing like a rain hat.
Oh my gosh.
I don't want to get sick.
I guess I'm like a frog because famously the frogs don't wear hats or umbrellas.
Really?
I did not know that.
Because of their eyes?
Because they're frogs.
Because they're frogs, girl.
I just assume because they can't.
Because of their eyes.
Because of their eyes.
Above their head. But no, I've seen Gigi with a hat like back.
Yeah,
the back
they
of
have
her
like
head.
a little like patch on their head where they can put a little hat.
So just running around necky?
I mean, in their regular clothes.
Not necky. Wow. Not necky.
Although I will say, some of my villagers sometimes act like they're necky, like. Mr. Vladimir, who's hot pink, someone gave him hot pink full body tights, so he looks naked.
Who gave him that? His previous owner?
I don't know. Girl, it wasn't me. No, I think it was like a gift from another villager or something, because I definitely didn't give it to him. But he wears them proudly.
A likely story, Casey. So when we're over at your dream address, you're like, there is a naked cub.
Yeah, I specifically save it to where he's out running around. And like some of the villagers, if they are like have like a white body and they wear that white tank top, you know, they look naked.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of them wearing the white tank top.
I'm so tired of the tank tops. You have a jacket for a reason. You have an athletic jacket in your repertoire for a reason.
Yeah.
In your book.
It just got a little warm. They had to take it off.
Yeah, when Meringue walks around in a tank top, it's like, girl, you're running a business.
Cole walks around in a tank top, and because he's a rabbit, I guess, it turns into a dress. So he just wears, it looks like a dress.
A little nighty.
A little sleeveless dress.
Like, why can't they be a different color? Like, it just looks like a dirty, like, undershirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cole's is like the orange print.
Oh.
Or tangerine print on it, but
the tangerine print.
Yeah, mine just have like an off-white-ish one.
Mm.
But speaking of unfrozen pipes, so
How I have a date set up for the weekend.
Now that I'm back home, you know, ready to get the turnstile going again, reset to zero.
Oh my gosh. How are you using your warp pipes?
How am I using my warp pipe? So I only bought one pair, and currently it is just an access way for my secret beach, if there's ever anyone. Because I had a red, was here this week, and I posted it on the co-op, and man, I did not realize Red's Red was so popular this week. I didn't realize so many people's islands were deprived of Red's artwork, because in like an hour, four people were like, dibs, open.
Oh wow. Even for like the fake ones?
Yes, even for the fake ones. So I know Peachy was looking for statues, just like no matter what. And some people had, I had two real, two fake, but the reals I already had. So I was like, well,
yeah,
fair game. So I put a warp pipe by the dock and then one right by the secret beach.
On Pizza Rizzo, I have the warp pipe in like a little Mario area behind my house. And then it goes to the secret beach, because the secret beach is in kind of a weird area. They have to like go up cliffs and then go down. So that's what I did for there. But for Lollywood, I have it hidden kind of behind the entrance, behind one of the like my big water terraforming pieces. It's kind of behind there at the front, so you can hop into it and get to my gaming area that has all my video games and has all my Mario stuff, so that it's there. But I've seen some amazing ones.
Some people are so creative. Some people are too creative. I can't even handle it. Like
they should be hosting this podcast.
Yeah. Not us. Yes. Not us. We are not qualified.
We need to have them on just to be like, how did you terraform this? Because one that I sent you guys was someone that is using them as like a subway system. So they've yes. built up onto like the second, they're on a, mm-hmm. they're on like a second level, and they've terraformed down and put a staircase there, and so then the pipe is at the bottom of the staircase, but if you're walking, it looks like you're walking down into like a subway station, and then it goes to another part of their island that is the same thing. And I'm like, this is it, like it looks so flush and like
yeah
perfect, you know, like, and I don't understand it.
I like the pipe pun there, flush. I like that. I don't think you did it on purpose, but...
I didn't do it on purpose.
I was inspired by that. I haven't made it yet, but I think I want to do it, because I still have my, like, Biden HQ overlook, so my right side of my island is still, like, the third layer, and you can look down. So I feel like I should build on that top layer a little subway, and then you pop out back down there by Biden HQ's, or by the, like, cityscape, you know?
Oh my god! I have not bought any warp pipes yet.
No,
but he did mention he was like, "I didn't buy anything, but I will. I want it to be known that Peach's crown is the most expensive thing on the."
Oh yeah, the I looked through the whole thing. I mean, it's still way less than the regular crown. Yeah, and I think I'd rather wear Peach's crown. So that's a steal. But yeah, because I've been just going through like and buying the five a day. Like of each thing, and I've only done a couple days, so I don't have like a second warp pipe yet. I have one, I just don't have a second one. But I also don't have a basement yet, which is where I'm gonna put mine. So
yes, for your party or your festival,
the clear.
I need to give you like items and stuff because I have too much stuff.
Open you can gates. Give me any of those 49,000 Nook miles that you have. You can give me any of those. 49,000.
Oh, I have way more than that.
I have like 300,000.
Meanwhile, the impoverished over here who is struggling to build a basement.
It's fine. I'm just paying off my $1 million home second level.
Adam, if you hosted us, I would come
with gifts.
With gifts.
So plenty. That
I could, yeah. I would. It would be a great
come
time
to the table of plenty, Adam. Casey and I will provide for all that we need.
Yeah, I could come see Kid and Phoebe. It'd be great.
Yeah, we'll see.
You never invite us.
I'm also, I only play once a day. Well, today I'm going to have to play twice, and I'll get into it in my little town hall.
You have to play twice?
Oh, shoot. I don't have a town hall.
I haven't built any, besides those two warp pipes, I bought, like, because it's like the pocket camp items. They're not
going
to go away.
They're not going special anywhere. Items. Yeah, they're
so
not.
So I was like, I don't feel pressured. Yes, I don't feel pressured buying all of these right now. So I bought the pair of war pipes. I bought the flag just to be like, oh, you know, just something a little cute. And then like one of the blocks, because it's fun to run around it and run through it.
The coins are fun because you run through them and they vanish and then they pop back up. So on Pizza Rizzo, which has no theme, when you walk into
Pizza Rizzo.
Yeah, themeless Pizza Rizzo.
It's rat pizza.
It's rat pizza.
When you get out of the airport, you immediately have to walk through the coins to get, like, there's fun. Like some bushes and you walk through coins. It makes no sense. But I was like, eh, we'll just do this here right now. But I do love whenever you put on any of the Mario items, so Mario, Peach, any of them, it makes a do-do-do-do-do-do.
Oh.
It does. Yes. Yeah.
Cute.
Miranda, that's a reference to Mario. I don't know, because I know you've never played.
I played Mario on my, Oh my Super
I played
Nintendo.
Mario, Miss Independent.
Oh no. No.
That's probably like not eight. Mario, actually. I don't know. I don't know who sings that song.
That's probably like Neo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mario. Yeah.
So we're very excited, it seems. But yeah,
no,
I really
we're not,
don't know what
because
to do
we
with.
Just want no. Sanrio.
We want Sanrio.
I don't just want Sanrio. I'm honestly like anymore. Whatever.
So for the
once we get Sanrio, I swear my entire island will have Hello Kitty bonsais. Yeah. Which
we will be Stanrio. You know what I'm saying?
Stanrio.
We'll do a month of just Sanrio episodes.
I am so excited.
So for the listeners, I have gone ahead and purchased the fake, or not fake, but you know, the
Amiibos, the recreated
Etsy.
Ones. Yeah.
Because these are
the
just
Amiibo
reprints.
Rocks like, recreations.
Yeah. So those should be arriving this week. So promptly on the 18th, once I update, I will be putting these babies in and inviting Etoile.
Because I want that
start with her.
Purple sheep.
My purple sheep. And then I think my plan is to have Etoile and Marty, is that his name? The lazy cub, have him on Lollywood.
So many
and
cubs.
And then for a while, I think Lollywood is, the gates are closed to to any thought of a new villager. Because I'm thinking of maybe
then you'll get
one
a third
day,
switch.
Yeah, third switch. Maybe one day I'll maybe let Shep go, but I don't know. There's just so many dreamies because I think we should just get into it. Sometimes a bear cub comes along and she leaves too soon. Sometimes you put her up for auction and someone offers you Nook Mile tickets.
Yes.
And I had no idea what this acronym was, and I am now putting it together. I was like,
what is it?
I just see the letters B, T, and S, and then some other letters around it. So I don't know. I'm out of my mind.
Oh, my God. I totally understand, because, you know, like, last year was a very hard year for a lot of people, and I understand.
It was a hard year. Sometimes, and, like, sometimes you think that change is good. Sometimes you think change is good. Maybe I should let someone else have Judy. And so you let her go. You get Coco's crusty photo in exchange.
You never even had Coco. That's the crazy part. You never even had or wanted Coco.
I didn't.
It was just like a throw one of those in there too.
Yeah, I mean, because on my offerings, or like when people were offering me stuff, I said like any villager photo. As well.
Gotcha.
And so they gave me Octavian and Coco because they're like, hey, I got these. I bet they're like great. gladly. Give me my Judy. Mm-hmm. So I've been missing my girl. All that to say, one time I was looking on Etsy for something, and I see a little listing. And it, what would you say if someone told you for four American U.S. dollars, go to someone's island where they've got Judy waiting for you in boxes, and you could meet her, invite her to your island. And that's not all, folks. After you've invited her to your island, they set a timer for 15 minutes, and you can run around their island and take anything you want because they have everything laid out that you could ever ask for. Nook Miles tickets, gold, artwork, sculptures, all the birthday items, all of the festival items, every just resource.
Just dropped items?
And they have it all categorized so that you know exactly, like it'll be like, here's all of the mom's sweaters. Here's all of the mom's plushies. Here's all of these things. Here's all the birthday stuff, all the Christmas stuff, all of the cherry blossoms. Here are piles of cherry blossoms. Here is everything you need. And you've got 15 minutes to fill your pockets. I walked out of there with a... I was wearing a DIY dress. Smart. So that I could change if I wanted to get clothes from there.
Get clothes and then keep
I walked out wearing one of mom's sweaters, a royal crown on my head. Multiple royal crowns that you could take. Royal crown on my head. I had a cherry blossom little satchel thing on. I learned all of the cherry blossom DIYs. You can learn any DIY.
Yeah, I was going to say that's smart. You can learn them just while learn you're there.
They lay. That's why I asked you, Marin, if you had that crescent moon chair. Because they have all of the Celeste stuff, all of the DIYs, all of the items, if you just wanted the items. All of the... I left with a bunch of art and sculptures that I needed.
Oh, my God.
Cherry blossoms, Nook Miles tickets. I left with about 110 Nook Miles tickets.
Wait. That's 240,000 Nook Miles needed for those. Right?
Yes. Right?
220.
What did you say? I left with like 110. Yeah.
So you had
220,000 Nook Miles tickets. And imagine the time that it takes to do it.
Right.
So here's what I'm saying. You know, like whenever you...
Here's what we're saying, listeners. Go to residentservices.com and you too can...
And donate to our Patreon because we need reimbursed for your content that we give you for free.
I don't know. It's not worth my time to even open my island for $4. But this exists. And I don't understand the sorcery. It's definitely not legal.
You think this person like data mined the game?
I mean... Girl, they refill their, they restock the island whenever you leave.
There's no way you can't.
Yeah. I don't know.
You would have to be going like into your Switch hardware and
opened up the folders, software. Said drag and drop.
Yes. 100%. You have to be connecting your Switch to your home PC that you built yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know
this
how
14-year-old is making $4 a
they
pop.
They bought a cheeseburger after school with that $4. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Casey.
For supporting the youth of America.
Yeah. Because
American
Adam,
U.S. dollars.
Because you know what else? If I didn't want Judy, I could have asked for Sherb.
How many American U.S. dollars was it?
$4, and then with tax, it was $4.33.
Yeah,
I think I could visit just to see what's what.
just to run around,
you know. Yeah.
Did this person have 10 villagers?
They keep 10 villagers in boxes.
How
is that? I don't know.
Casey, I don't know.
I don't understand.
Who were the other villagers?
You can, so you can pick. I didn't look because I was, I had my 15 minutes. I had to go get my stuff.
That's true. That's true.
Oh my God. Time to talk to people.
This is like, send full, me this like, listing.
Yes. It's like full Hunger Games. Like you have 15 minutes and then you will, I will press minus and end session.
I know. I finished at like 14 minutes because I was learning stuff. I was running all around to kind of, I was figuring out where things were. I was consolidating. I'm like, oh,
did
I
they
don't
have
need...
the timer on, like the yeah, stopwatch you can
set
item?
It. Yeah, you can do the stopwatch, and they set it for 15 minutes. And it's one. It's only one trip, but she does offer other things where you can like just do like,
she the, a woman owned business.
I think it's a yeah. It's a she.
Well, yeah, Adam,
women
there we go.
Supporting that's, women. Women go.
Absolutely,
it's Women's History Month.
In honor of that, we will all be purchasing from her today.
We will all be supporting a small women-owned business.
She has one listing where you can come with a friend for an hour for $15. So you as many trips as you can
it?
Do in an
$15?
Hour.
$15?
So that this girl can buy a number two no pickles and a Coke after lunch, after yes. school today?
2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. She's like, I'm getting a large fry today because I worked hard.
I'm going to treat
I deserve
myself.
This.
I deserve it.
Yeah. I think I feel like it would be wrong to like actually link to it, but send me a little message if you want the listing.
We're not going to endorse.
We're not going to. Listen, here's what we're not going to do on this podcast. We are not saying listeners to override Nintendo's terms of agreement, terms of service, mm-hmm. because anything could happen.
If you
Nintendo,
happen to run in, if you happen to come upon an island though that is not your own, and you accidentally invite the villager and grabbed 40 items and put it in your pocket and ran out without
that's
pants,
just playing the game. That's just playing the game.
A crown and a sweatshirt. Yeah,
that's just a happy game. Accident. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I was just visiting mm-hmm. a friend.
Yeah,
she was yes.
my good friend
Casey
woman.
Was,
which in Korean
boss.
Is yaja.
I was so we know. I was visiting my fellow girl boss after
yes,
after our meeting, our district meeting.
Girl boss.
After Kirsten Sinema said no to a minimum wage increase, I had to, you know, do other stuff to get what I need to get.
Yes, after visiting my fellow girl boss, I gave her a little tip on the Cash App for maybe $4.
I bought her Starbucks. I bought her, thank you.
Bought her a coffee, mm-hmm. saying thank you. Loved, mm-hmm. thank you for the gifts. Yeah. And now look at you. You have Judy. So did
look
you get? Okay, hold on. You got Judy's photo before you sold
yeah.
her to the black market, right? So mm-hmm. technically, you can get Judy's photo again now.
Yeah. Yep.
Can I ask you a question?
Wow.
On this island that we're not endorsing, do they have? Mm-hmm. Does she have like villager photos?
I didn't see that, but I also feel like I missed some things because I was really pressed for
is
time.
The whole island just like terraformed to one level and there's like no trees?
Yes. Wow. Yep.
This is a second switch. This is someone's second
for
switch.
For sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all terraformed to one and it's just like she has it like paved out so that it's like here's the square of all of the Christmas stuff. Here's the square of all of the, you know, birthday
gosh.
Items. Here's all the cherry blossoms. Here's all the acorn stuff. It's all like, here's all the artwork. And it's like, she's got like, she'll put like the sculpture up. So you know that's that sculpture and you can grab one. Although I had accidentally sold one of my Gulliver things, my Sphinx. So I got that again. So
wow.
Yeah, it's magical. And I want to go back.
Yeah,
I've seen Nirvana, and I want to go back.
Yeah, I thought about buying Sherb from her, and
wow.
putting him on Pizza Rizzo.
Wow!
And then say, Adam, I did some like updates. I would really love your feedback. Here's my dream address. Could you just
can
see,
you come visit?
Can you come
check
visit? Just like the updates that I've done.
Did you know that I didn't know what his house looked like until somebody posted it in the co-op today? And then I was like, wait a minute. He has the same wall. He's the same purple wall as Kid.
He
has the like teal cute furniture.
Yeah.
I was like, you are kidding me that this goat exists.
He was truly like, I want this dang goat. I will do what it takes to get this goat.
This gosh darn goat.
This gosh darn goat.
Did you know there's a goat named Nan?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's got a little...
She's cute. She's like all black. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was villager hunting on Pizza Rizzo the other day, and I saw Nan, and I'm sad I didn't grab her.
Well...
Who did you get instead?
Oh, so that was another thing. So I villager hunted 20 times, and then no one caught my fancy because Axel asked to leave. And so I let it go to chance, and I time traveled to the next day to see who filled the spot, and it was Hamlet. I got to go to Hamlet, and it's
did
from
you get RJ's Hamlet?
No, she's...
No.
My Hamlet is still...
Oh, your Hamlet's on your own.
Still on his little beach house, doing his little pull-ups in his little pull-up bar next to his house.
It's from an island, and I'm going to put it in the co-op. I wish I could remember it right now, but it's like Faboosh or something. That might be wrong. It was a name that I need to put in the co-op and ask if it's anyone's Hamlet. But he was very cute. I met him today, and he was telling me that my peach dress made me look great and my muscles gleam or something. I said thank you.
We're here for the compliment.
Yeah, and you said
compliment.
Yes, yeah, thank you. I've been running around. I was recently in a 15-minute marathon.
So, yeah, so I've got Hamlet now.
I also went villager hunting.
Oh.
Oh.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why, Miranda?
Why? Yeah, why?
I'm very curious,
Miranda.
Why you went villager hunting?
Because my BFF, Bianca, asked to leave.
Wow.
And I let her.
So she said, I can't stay a while, my blessed queen, my bitch.
My bitch, my blessed queen. No, she's gone. It was very sad because obviously Bianca was my bestie on the island. Mm-hmm. She's the one who threw me my birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of my first three villagers that I invited onto my island. So it was very bittersweet, but I said, new month, new me, I let her go.
Bianca was the tiger she was designed to look like a snow leopard, I think.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She has that like puffy vest. Or is that not her default?
No, she wears a little pink... polo like, shirt type thing.
The like, yeah, the like, but it's the button up. It's the button up like salmon colored,
that
and
ties.
It ties.
Mm.
It's a strange.
But I did post that in the co-op. So one of our friends in the co-op now has Bianca. So if I am desperate
good.
To go
so
back
she
and
is,
say
yeah.
hello,
she's
I
in
can
good
go
hands.
Say hey.
That
and
is kind
somebody
of
else.
Like one of the great benefits of the co-op is that like. Because I've given Peachy Diana and Roscoe, and now Roscoe lives in Allie's island in her like horse girl island.
Oh yes, right.
Oh yeah.
It's a continuation. Miranda, how was your villager hunt?
Was it worth it?
It was. I went into the villager hunt, no list. No ideas, just feels, you know, like you go into Trader Joe's every now and then. No list, open heart.
Can't lose.
Apparently the ravioli on the air fryer is like a big thing. I still haven't done that.
There are so many things. I went and I only visited 5 islands, and I was going to live stream it on the co-op, but I decided
5.
Not. Yeah, I only went to 5.
I went to 20 last night, and I was not satisfied.
On my 5th island,
in case he's not talking about the villager hunting either.
A little figure. And I was like, oh, this looks like a horse. Oh, it's a zebra.
Savannah.
So I found Savannah.
Oh.
Who's
Savannah Guthrie?
Savannah Guthrie.
Yes, Savannah Guthrie. We love a Today Show moment. So her and Hoda Kotb will be moving into Fantasy Key. But no, so Savannah moved in. Today is actually her first day on Fantasy Key. But she's just so sweet.
Savannah
and
is so
she is
cute.
A sweet.
Yeah.
But now that means I don't have any peppies on my island.
Wow.
Well, if Rosie says, I think I've had enough.
Well, I'm also holding out for the Sanrio villagers. Oh, yes, absolutely. Like, all of them are... Yeah. Is it Chai a peppy? Chai is a peppy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Probably, because she's got caffeine.
From if you make it a dirty chai and ask for a shot of espresso.
That's the only way I drink my chai.
I used to get dirty. I got a dirty chai like at least every other day in that Starbucks on Devon and Sheridan.
Yes.
The walk up, and I would always say, can I have a dirty chai? And then they would say, how dirty? And I would say, filthy. Because then that means
filthy is
two shots.
Two.
Oh, I hate that.
And nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty chai.
Nasty chai.
Dirty.
One pump of sugar-free vanilla. Hold the classic. Roar! Roar! Who's in my campsite? Roar! We are doing a Who's at the Campsite, a very exciting rendition of Who's at the Campsite. So the story of this Who's at the Campsite is that this villager actually was at my campsite. And and it was happening, and Adam was like, oh, A, no. You're not having that. A, no, don't do it. And B, we have to do that villager for Who's at the Campsite. So I walked into my campsite and was transported back to Neanderthal times.
The Cretaceous period.
Because Tucker was
our
there.
Our tours are designed to take you to the early Cretaceous period.
Tucker is a lazy elephant, is a proud Virgo, and his quote on his picture is, time makes fossils of us all.
Wow.
A wise and learned...
Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm. So for the folks at home, Tucker is designed to be... At first, Adam was like, oh, he's an elephant. And I was like, he's a woolly mammoth. He didn't get the prehistoric mammoth at first.
I thought he was an African elephant because of the tusks. But I guess they're too curved.
He's wearing a caveman suit.
He's Fred Flintstoning it right now. He's burning rippling it right
now. And where do cheetahs live? Africa?
This time for Africa.
Waka waka.
Waka waka. His catchphrase is fuzzers, which... What did you call me, Tucker?
What did you say about me?
Tucker, only my husband can call me that. And here's a funny thing about Tucker. He is based off of a woolly mammoth, and he is the only villager that's based off of an extinct animal. The other two are NPCs, Wilbur and the other one.
Orville.
Orville, thank you. Oh,
famously the two.
The Wright brothers.
Jeez, OP.
Who run Dodo Airlines.
Our dodos.
Save the postal system. Tucker's photo... he is like in front of the iceberg wall
because
ice age.
That's when he went extinct.
Tucker is also voiced by Ray Romano in the game. And he is a model for one of KK Slider's albums for KK Gumbo, which is why a woolly mammoth is in New Orleans
playing the drums.
Yeah. Who knows? But he's multi-talented, multiverse. Let's talk about the Luke.
He's a caveman.
He's orange.
Caveman.
He's orange. Yeah. He's orange. His sleepy eyes.
Yeah, those bags.
With
blue
eyeshadow.
Listen, if you've been awake since the prehistoric period, I understand the bags.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the drag race from the two episodes ago? Not the coronavirus, the TikTok rusical episode.
The social media one?
Yes. Would Tucker's skin, is this yellow or orange? What would you call it?
I'd say it's orange.
Would Michelle Visage be like, why is this orange? to Tucker.
But it's not yellow.
She was, she, I say that was very yellow.
It was yellow.
It was yellow.
It was the mask the same thing. Yellow.
Yes.
It was the mask and, yeah.
It's like the zoot suit yellow. So, yes. Yeah, it's like richer yellow. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, this Tucker is orange. He's like burnt orange.
Yes, but the caveman suit is yellow.
Yeah, caveman.
So
he's got bangs.
Yeah, he's got little K-pop bangs right now. Mm-hmm. Floppy bangs.
Yeah, he's kind of cute. I kind of...
Do you want me to go back a day? Do you want me to time travel back a day to get him?
No, girl, I'm good. But I would have stopped in my tracks maybe for him.
It's very weird because, like, I would say, like, in the game, he doesn't look this endearing. Didn't it feel like in the game he was so rough?
We walked into the campsite and I was like, oh, you gotta go. You gotta go. Go talk to him. You gotta go.
Talk to him.
Turn around.
He looked a lot rougher around the edges, like, in game.
I think that's something with who's at the campsite where we really do a deep dive and then we start to love them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You start to understand him.
I understand his outfit of choice. However, I think that was one of my main complaints when you first walked in. Was I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What is this here? one shoulder cheetah print essentially dress?
Like dino egg pattern.
And the funny thing is that I used to collect trolls. No surprise there. Treasure trolls. And I had some like off-brand trolls that my mom got me, and they were cavemen. So they had this outfit in different colors. Mm. So it's really bringing me back to my fake treasure trolls in their caveman outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And that's beautiful.
And that's beautiful for you, Casey.
Thank you.
No surprise, Tucker's exterior and interior design reflects his prehistoric heritage.
He's got a straw roof.
I do love his house. Now I am mad that you didn't get him.
How dare you?
I love his house.
You literally didn't give me a chance. So you were like, get out of there. I love that bamboo rug, honestly. Yes. Or is that...
Girl, he has Stonehenge in his home. Stonehenge.
Tucker created Stonehenge. Do you think? So is there a possibility that if I told Tucker he could leave, he would have left Stonehenge for me?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Oh, maybe.
I need to know, right? Yeah, it's a Gulliver.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I do love that he literally has one stone stool directly facing the Stonehenge. So presumably when no one's at home except him, he just sits there and looks at the stones while his bamboo stereo is playing.
What is on the left?
On the left corner, the three little bamboo things with the...
I believe it's one of the DIYs, like the... bamboo, it's like a bamboo xylophone type thing that you can customize into the burnt bamboo.
I want to know what music is playing in his home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to know.
Casey, can you look since I'm presenting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the exterior of his house too. It's like wood and a thatched, it literally looks like Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. It looks like Jumbo House.
It looks like Joey House.
Oh my god.
I do love the one chimney that he has poking through the straw roof. It's very
KK Safari.
Of course.
Lollywood may not have a theme, but Tucker does.
Yeah. He's got jungle wall, swamp flooring. That is a shanty mat on his ground. The bamboo drum is what is in that corner. That's what it's called. And we love a classic pitcher.
We do love a classic pitcher.
Just clay. That's all you need.
Some clay.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
So Tucker has... these are his different names in different countries. Hajime, which is his Japanese name.
I can read that.
Means, translates to the beginning, referencing to how mammoths were prehistoric.
That's cute. Adam,
yeah, please read. Please read
in
the
Korean.
Hangul.
It's mamo,
which is mammoth. I love the French one. That's my favorite. Berry, which is from Barismont, which is the call of the elephant. That's the sound they make.
Sure.
Oh. Adam's not a French person anymore.
I mean, we never got into how different countries say sounds that animals make.
Now's come to our
my 4 years of French class.
Now's come to our favorite segment of Who's at the Campsite, the 25 plus adult. So these are cute.
Oh, these are so cute.
That's so
the one on the
cute.
Right is so cute. I actually can't believe it.
So on the right, we have like Tucker about to jump in some water. And on the left, Tucker's balancing a fossil on his little snout.
These are so cute.
These are really cute.
Now, Miranda, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, these are so cute, but I just want to know what Tucker would look like if he was a human.
Yes. We need to know.
And let me tell you, the gays figured it out for you.
I actually don't hate this. I don't hate this.
Tucker is wearing like some joggers.
Tucker's wearing some joggers.
Like, why? Why do they have to be gray sweatpants?
Because he's got a big trunk, Miranda.
Stop.
Why did I even ask that?
That's why. Because of the culture with gray sweatpants.
The culture.
And he's an elephant.
Tucker could get it.
Tucker could get it.
I love his tusk earrings.
His tusk earrings.
Yes,
he's
absolutely.
Got this beautiful like mane of hair. Like the just it's like a beautiful a burnt
it's
orange
very,
color.
Yes. And it's got like the shaved on one side. It's very like Wakandan inspired, I feel like.
Yeah.
The like
I like his bracelet.
And
look at he has the elephant watering can.
Mm-hmm. And he's got nails painted, honey.
He does.
His nails are painted.
Mm-hmm. And then on the right, we have a picture of Tucker with his mom, I guess.
In the museum.
Taking a selfie in the museum.
Taking a selfie in the museum. Just being like, just me and grandma. Mm-hmm.
Aw. That's sad.
And that's Tucker.
Aww. That's it? There's nothing? Oh, come on. Let's, come on.
No.
I tried.
This episode
I really
is already
do.
Long. We don't need anything
I
else.
I really do try, but I'm not... I really do try looking, but my safe search must be on, so.
Must be. It's like, give me a couple minutes. I could get this going.
I can get this fired up for everyone. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time to go to our town hall. That's on me, and it's time for the town hall. This is when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation. Okay, Casey, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. Let's talk. Okay. I got bit by a little wasp. Shaking a tree. I shouldn't have been shaken without my net. And... you know, and I thought, it's late, it's after dark, I can't just run into Nooks to get some medicine, but I'm near some villagers, so talk to Melba, oh my gosh, you should really get some medicine, ran off. Talk to Audie, oh my gosh, you look terrible, you need to go grab some medicine. And then I walk up to Yuka, and she's like, you look awful, let me give you some medicine. And so, thank you, Yuka. Melba and Audie, you guys are worth nothing. You do not help me. Why do I have to go to three villagers to get help? And then who's sick? Who's sick? Audie. And then I give her medicine. She goes, if you ever need medicine, I'll give it to you. Are you kidding me?
And that's 1 minute. Wow. The shame.
The shame. And it was like a day after I needed medicine. And then she has the audacity to say, thank you so much. If you ever need medicine, I'm here for you. You weren't here for me when I needed it a day ago.
No, she wasn't.
Audie is that girl. I knew she was.
Mm-hmm.
She's that girl.
Yeah.
went over to Canberra's house the other day, and it was like past, it was like 10 o'clock, and she was sick, but I don't have a medicine, I don't have the medicine DIY, so I couldn't go buy medicine from Nook's Granny, so I was like, have a good night. See ya. Hope you get
just
better.
Just sleep it off.
Just sleep it off, Canberra. I'm sure you'll feel great in the morning. Yikes. Because didn't you have a lost item? Weren't you like looking? There was a reason why you were going to people's homes.
Oh, yes.
That, besides, yeah. You know, just like the nightly check to see if they're all.
they're all alive.
All healthy.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay. Adam. Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. This is something that has been addressed in town halls previously on this forum. However, I have not said it, so it bears repeating, especially to the villagers of Harmonia, specifically Piper and Alfonso. Today, I'm giving out my pumpkins. I'm saying buongiorno, good morning. We're saying hello. We're doing our tasks. I walk by, they're both sitting on stools in the plaza. I was like, that's fine, they'll be up. They're drinking coffee together, it was very cute. Went around, checked by again, they're still drinking coffee, and I was like, okay, you can get up now. 35 minutes of me standing next to them, and they didn't move once. I did every reaction that I had at them, and they just reacted while sitting, and I was like, get up. Get up. The only thing I didn't do is start hitting them with the net because I didn't want to like ruin a friendship. But I was like, I'm so upset right now. And then RJ was like, just turn it off and turn it back on. I was like, I shouldn't have to do that. So I have to go play later.
And that's 1 minute. Get up.
Wow. Get up.
It bears repeating.
35 minutes
and
of
you
not
don't have
moving.
Do you have the sitting reaction yet?
I do.
Okay, so my tip and trick is sit next to them, open your camera like you're going to take a photo, and right when you're both smiling, they will stand up. But you have to be careful because then when you stand up too, they'll sit back down.
They'll sit back down.
So I tried that trick because there were three stools, so there were two. They were using two of them. I sat on the third one. I got out the camera. I took some photos. We all smiled together. They're very cute. And then I was like, okay, now's the point when you guys normally get up. And they were like, no, we're still sipping. I still have coffee in this cup. I can't put it in my pocket.
It's true.
I was so mad. I was like, just get up. That's I don't so even annoying. Like either of you, but get up so I can give you your stupid pumpkin.
It's like, I wish I could just be like, I'm going to drop these pumpkins at your feet and just grab them, you know, or like whenever it's like, you're not home right now, so can I just stick this in front of your house and you grab it on your way in? You know, just do a little DoorDash, just leave it at your door.
Sometimes when I am like fully done, I will just mail it. Just be like, here, just take it.
Oh,
and nine times out of ten, I don't get anything back. Like really, I haven't been getting wrapped. I haven't been getting gifts back if it's like wrapped. The only time I really get back is full pockets. So, but I did do this morning too. I sat next to Bo and truly like did a full photo shoot just so this deer would get up.
Just have some respect for your resident representative.
Yeah.
I
wish
work
there
for
was
the
like
community.
A way to like tap on the shoulder or something. You know,
that's
like
literally
a little...
why I went through every boop. Reaction. Because I was like, maybe something will spur them to be like, oh, he needs us. And no, they just were like, oh, huh? Who?
They're like, so we can't get up from here because I know one of these other villagers is going to come and take our spot.
I know. And there's only three stools.
There's only three stools on the plaza.
Sometimes there's none stools.
Sometimes there's none stools.
Sometimes there's eight stools.
Sometimes there's a grill. So you really never know. Miranda, do you want to go?
Sure.
Okay, Miranda. Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers, and this is going to be addressed to our lovely friend, Sahara. Hello, welcome back to the island again. Let's talk about your options. They suck. I am tired of every single rug I buy, every wallpaper, every flooring, just to be the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I know you have a cafe wall that is precious with big windows, and I've been wanting it every single time you are there, and I've never gotten it. No, give me this ugly curtain wall again. Like, I'm sorry, the theaters are closed. I don't need this in my home. I don't need a concrete floor that is hideous as well. Just give me options. Let me pick maybe some of your... You can give me your mysterious wallpaper and flooring, but I would like a selection of wallpaper and flooring and also rugs, because it's just not it for me.
And that's 1 minute.
I don't understand why it's like a go-in blind situation. Like, yeah. She is essentially the same as Kix, and yet Kix, I can be like, no, yes, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to also talk about bad selection, Kix is also just trash.
Oh, yeah, typically.
It's the same thing every time he's there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just sometimes a different color.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He does have good socks, though, typically.
Yeah. Yeah, Sahara, yeah. It's like, you know, Sahara, I know, maybe you can only carry so much. Maybe we do a mail order, you know? Like, yeah. just say, hey, here's what I've got back home. I can mail it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Just let me know.
Just bring your book. Just bring, like, a binder, some samples in there. Mm-hmm. We'll flip through.
Yeah, I will. I'm happy to set up in the plaza
a stall,
or you know, we can have a little party. We can make it like an Arbonne, like a Mary Kay situation.
Yeah. We love an MLM.
Yeah, yes, we know you're a boss.
Hey, girl boss. Sahara, hey, girl boss.
We were best friends in high school. Haven't talked to you since. How are you? Your kids look so cute.
If I get another circuit room wall. Server room wall.
Like dig site flooring.
Yes.
Dig site flooring. If I get another
large brown shaggy rug.
Yeah.
I got like a blue tarped wall once.
Small
it was
red
like,
bath rug. And I was like, why? Who wants this?
No.
Nobody wants rugs in their bathroom anymore, by the
and
way.
Again,
it's not 1990.
You can't put rugs outside, so they're very limited.
Speak on that.
I'll never be over it.
Ever.
Okay, I will go.
RJ, your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. This will be an announcement to all of my villagers that one of our villager will be leaving very soon. Tomorrow, this villager will be in boxes. I am talking about our cranky frog, Croc. Because he is a croc of expletive here. Because not only did this frog ask to leave way before he gave me his photo, it had been like, what, 2 months, 3 months? And at some point, something's got to give. And clearly it's not Croc. So I will give Croc the freedom that he so wants. So... he's gone. I don't think I'm going to have another cranky for a while. I think I need to recuperate and regroup after being so emotionally toyed with. And let this be a lesson, you know, to other crankies out there.
And that's 1 minute. We absolutely stan a Nancy Meyers film reference, Something's Gotta
Something's
Give.
Something's Gotta
starring
Give.
Starring Diane Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Croc, so you never got photo?
No, girl. Croc. And I always was like, I think I got Croc's photo already.
He's
because
ugly.
None of them are ugly. He is just a lot to handle. I mean, he's very, like, you know.
He's scary.
He is scary looking. And he's got his, like, his house is really nice. His, like, his interior design. It's very, like,
yeah.
Autumn.
Yeah, he's got, like, the autumn.
The full autumn set.
The full autumn set. His the trees are in the red leaves and the flooring is the red leaves. It's beautiful. But he is, like, angry.
He is angry.
He mad.
He is.
Yeah, he's big mad.
He's big mad.
And I don't understand, like... I don't understand why you don't want to give me your photo. So I'm just going to be like, you know what? Maybe it's not meant to be. And I've never done this before. I've given every villager a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. I think what we've learned last year is that life's too short.
Sometimes you have to let go.
You have to let go, and I'm letting
and let God.
Let go and let God.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, I mean, I mostly wanted to do it because I wanted to villager hunt. I miss the thrill. So
I was missing the thrill. And then last night when I'm on, like, Island 10, I was like, Mary Kate was here, and I was like, Mary Kate. And she goes, give me your Switch. I'll villager hunt. And I'm like, I'm just done. Like, I was so itching to villager hunt. And then as I'm doing it, I'm like, this isn't fun anymore.
Do you do anything if you like look across the way and you're like, no, do you just go right back to Orville?
Just go right back.
Okay. Because mm-hmm. I mean, I'm also still at a point where I'm like trying to build things. So I mm-hmm. harvest the whole island. So it takes me like 15 minutes per island. Gosh. And I'm like, that's why when I was looking for sure before I ended up getting Flip, I was only doing five islands a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's so time consuming.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter @ResidencePod. You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Resident Services Podcast and you'll see all of our video content for the show. Make sure you subscribe as more content will be coming in the future. Woo-hoo. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. We have another review. This one is from CR072892. Attention must be paid to this podcast. So listen up, villagers. I just got a Switch and I've played Animal Crossing every day since. Animal Crossing New Horizons doesn't give a lot of instructions when you start out, as we all have experienced that. So this podcast has been super helpful to get an understanding of the world. It's just funny and chatty and great company. Well, thank you, CR, for that.
That's nice.
And love the urgency at the beginning of that review. I think more people need to know.
Yeah, we love a good threat.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A fellow 92er.
Yes. A fellow McNay.
McNay.
Don't forget, if you've written us a review, make sure you screenshot it and DM us, and we'll send you your very own Resident Services sticker. If you have your own town hall that you would like to proclaim, or if you have a question for the hosts, you can visit our website on theampliverse.com, click on the Resident Services logo, and there you can leave a voice message and write in our comment box, and we will play it on a future episode. Miranda, Casey, Adam, thank you so much for joining me again on this episode.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
This is Resident Services signing off. 3 Music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram @closedonsunday with 2 Y's at the end.
Discovering voices. Building worlds. The Ampliverse.